Capitalism is broken. Fight back with young socialists. Across the world, capitalism is broken. Putting profit ahead of all else, it is totally incapable of giving us a decent standard of living. Britain is in decay with cancelled trains, late buses, and massive NHS waiting lists. Infrastructure, including schools, hospitals, and roads, is crumbling. This is despite the best efforts of workers who face understaffing, and are underpaid and overworked. For the capitalist class, wealthier than ever before, it's more profitable to gamble their money on the stock markets, or simply hoard it, than it is to invest in what society and young people desperately need. Meanwhile, the cost of living crisis is further eroding the possibility for the majority of us to live an independent future. Crippling rent increases force us into overcrowded, slum housing. Energy companies hike our bills and pocket record profits. At work we are faced with low pay, insecure contracts, and bullying bosses. That's not to mention the threat of climate change which capitalism's ruthless pursuit of profit poses. All while capitalist politicians whip up racism, sexism, and transphobia in attempts at divide and rule. In response, workers are fighting back across the globe and in Britain. The ongoing strike wave shows that the bosses and the Tories can be beaten back. But what political alternative do we have to the Tories? Keir Starmer has been fighting to erase every last remaining shred of Jeremy Corbyn's anti-austerity manifesto within the Labour Party. He opposes inflation-proof pay rises for workers, promotes the role of private companies in the NHS, and has ditched Corbyn's pledge to scrap tuition fees. Starmer is trying to assure big business that a Labour government will be a safe pair of hands to represent their interests, and will carry out the attacks on wages and living standards that entails. That's why, alongside our struggles in the workplaces and the streets, we need a new workers' party which can fight for workers' and young people's interests. It is vital any such party is armed with a socialist program. The struggle for inflation-proof pay rises, proper funding for our NHS, mass council house building, and decent and well-paid jobs will be fought against by the bosses. That's why we need to build a mass movement which fights to replace capitalism with a socialist society. We need to take the major parts of the economy, including the banks, transport, the energy companies, and industry, into democratic public ownership, under workers' control and management. On that basis, a socialist basis, it would be possible to introduce a democratic plan of production, to meet the needs and wants of all in society, and to build a world free of all oppression, division, climate destruction and war. Get involved with the young socialists this summer, to discuss how we can fight for a socialist transformation of society, and organize to fight for our futures. Get in touch. Text your name and postcode to 07747-174-833. Young Socialists.org.uk